AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Biden administration is making space for immigrant teenagers as it scrambles to handle the huge jump in unaccompanied children crossing the border with Mexico. AP Sagar Magani has more.
The AP has learned the administration plans to use Dallas's downtown convention center to hold up to 3,000 immigrant teens. The Health and Human Services Department's been rushing to open facilities to house kids otherwise held by the Border Patrol, which is generally only supposed to keep them no more than 3 days. It's been holding them longer because there's next to no space in the HHS system. A GOP congressional delegation led by top House Republican Kevin McCarthy visited the border today and blasted the Biden administration for a border surge.
What's happening right now is beyond a crisis.
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the focus should be on solutions, not labels.
We recognize this is a problem. We're focused on addressing it.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The president and vice president on the road this week promoting the coronavirus relief bill.
Help is here and hope is here. In real and tangible ways.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the number of coronavirus cases are dropping, but more people are traveling, the weather is getting warmer in many places, and this is no time to let up.
Cases climbed last spring. They climbed again in the summer. They will climb now if we stop taking precautions when we continue to get more and more people vaccinated.
An attorney for a former Minneapolis police officer charged in George Floyd's death asked the judge to delay the trial, saying the announcement of a $27 million settlement for Floyd's family could make a fair trial impossible. Defense attorney Eric Nelson also raised the possibility of renewing his previously unsuccessful motion to move Derek Chauvin's trial to another city. This is AP News. Two men are charged with assault with a deadly weapon in the death of Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick.
Sicknick was one of five people who died. The two men are accused of using bear spray on him. Investigators initially believe Sicknick was hit on the head with a fire extinguisher. The idea being sprayed by a chemical may have led to the death has emerged in recent weeks. It's not known yet if it was the bear spray that killed him. The men each made brief court appearances from jail via video conference and will remain locked up pending future hearings. One of the men, George Tanios, operates a sandwich shop in Morgantown, West Virginia. He promoted a one-star Google review that said, if Donald Trump was a restaurant manager, this is who he would be. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Four top seeds have been selected in the NCAA women's basketball tournament. Stanford, Connecticut, South Carolina, and North Carolina State will be atop the four regions. All the games will be played in San Antonio. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.